You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's time for a trending report. What in the world is trending? Good news for you, Jeremy. Your pick 'em up truck, the F-150, is no longer the most stolen vehicle in America.
Yeah, I was just reading that story. Sorry, Chevy guys.
Your F-150 slipped to number 2.
Still quite a few of them stolen, just shy of 48,000 F-150s stolen. My God.
The Silverado is now number 1, and then the Honda Civic is number 3. You know, it's all for parts and stuff like that. But what's interesting is they said that overall, auto thefts are up in the last year, something like 8 to 10%.
Yeah.
And they're blaming it primarily on the fact of, you know, it's been so hard getting used cars.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know if it's like, just parts now, because, I mean, you can get some major bank for your Accord, Camry, Altima, CRV, Cherokee, and Corolla also on the list.
Mm-hmm.
So get the club, all right? Lock it up.
The club.
Get the club. My next door neighbor at my previous house, it was a little old guy, and he'd always go out every night and put the club on his truck. And I was just like, that's cute.
It's cute, but you
that's
know
cute.
What? It was never stolen either, was it?
No, it really wasn't. It was not.
Speaking of stealing stuff, there's a story coming out of New York City about a pastor at a church who was robbed right in the middle of a service that was being live streamed. Masked gunmen stormed into the church, and the pastor, Bishop Lamar Whitehead, dropped to his hands and knees and gave up his jewelry, which was worth more than $1 million.
Really?
So now there's been all sorts of questions flying all over social media. It's like, what is a preacher man doing with $1 million worth of jewelry?
Are they saying he's been dipping into the offering plate? Is that what they're suggesting?
All I know is that people are asking questions. Here's his quote, though. A lot of people are going to say, why are you so flashy? It's my prerogative to purchase what I want to purchase if I work hard for it.
That's right. So shut up.
I kind of want to play the old Bobby Brown song, My Prerogative. It's my prerogative.
It's his money. Let him do what he wants with it.
This website has started addressing myths regarding drinking, and they've got a whole bunch of them. Let me turn to some of my favorites. One of them is the whole beer before liquor, never sicker, liquor before beer, you're in the clear. We've all heard that. They say, oh, that's a bunch of BS. That's not true whatsoever. Some of the others they have on here. I used to always laugh about the whole thing about breaking the seal. For those of you who don't know, that's, you know, if you go out drinking with your friends and you kind of hold off going to the restroom as long as you can, the idea was once you break the seal, you're going to have to go more often.
Mm-hmm.
They say, no, that's a myth.
His bladder's just full.
Right. What about tequila actually giving you energy? The website goes,
I haven't heard that one.
Sort of true.
Makes you dance like crazy. I know that.
Yeah, right. Red wine is healthy. The website says, to a point.
Okay.
Yeah. What about the old hair of the dog? Is that going to help you with a hangover? They go, no. Drinking the next morning actually makes your hangover last longer.
Oh, no. Yeah, drink a Gatorade instead, bro.
So... yeah, that stuff's kind of funny. What else is trending?
Well, I guess one of the biggest stories around the country right now is this Mega Millions jackpot. I've had numerous people contact me and say, hey, you want in on our pool? I just talked to my sister last night. She's like, oh my God, I got to go buy tickets. Tonight's jackpot, third largest jackpot in the game's history, sitting at $810 million right now. The world record for a jackpot, I believe, was like $1.5 billion. Back in 2016, so we've got a little ways to go before we hit that. Here's the thing, if you win it and you opt for the cash value, you're going to get $470 million, which is a lot of money. But then you've got the taxes, which is going to knock off almost 40% of that cash prize, leaving you less than $300 million, and then state taxes, depending on where you live, could dig into that. So you might get $200 million. off this 810, which is still a lot of money, but you're it's not going to walk away with the 810. And then, of course, that's if you take the cash value. Chances of winning the grand prize, 302 million. 1 in 302 million. That is a lot.
Did you see that some people are using it as a nice little PR stunt?
No.
For their own company? I thought this was kind of funny. Todd Graves is the guy who founded that chicken finger restaurant, Raising Cane's.
Oh, yeah. They just opened one by me.
Which, by the way, crinkle cut fries.
Pretty good.
So, salute to Raising Cane's for that. Anyway, so their founder went out and he bought 50,000 Mega Millions tickets for tonight's drawing. And he says if any of those 50,000 tickets are the winner, he will share the money with his employees.
What a nice guy.
Well, yeah, well, what a great PR stunt, because I'm talking about it. It's going out in the mailer. Yeah. I saw television stations around the country. He just bought way more than $100,000 in advertising.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
So it's
brilliant.
Awesome
chicken
on
now.
And some chicken.
You're going to need to win the Mega Millions to purchase a rare 1952 Topps Mickey Mantle baseball card. Right now, it is going to be going up for auction on August 27th, and they're expecting this card, little piece of cardboard, to go for $10 million next month. They say it is the finest known example of this card. It's a 9.5 out of 10. Now, this auction isn't for another month, but buyers are already expressing interest. You can already go online, I guess, and do like some pre-bids, and it's already at $4.2 million as of yesterday afternoon. So isn't that crazy to think about, this little baseball card fetching possibly $10 million?
You know,
some
I'm
collector.
Not a collector like you. You've collected
I've got
all
cards,
sorts of
yeah,
things.
I do.
But I got baseball cards from a long time ago, and I still have them in a box somewhere in my basement.
Digging
Funny
through
thing
them.
Is that when we were kids, we did not treat them pristinely at
Sure,
all.
You traded them, you played with them, you put them in the
we
spokes of your bike, you know.
They're probably in crappy shape. So, you know, I'm wondering, you know, what's a Roberto Clemente card worth when it's in poor condition?
Not 8 cents. Use it for kindling for your next campfire. Story here says, rumors have been swirling that the Klondike Choco Taco is going to be discontinued after a 38-year run. And now Klondike is confirming that, yep, they're putting the nail in the coffin with the Choco Taco. They're just trying new things. They're going to be, exciting new innovations that reflect consumer preferences and trends, whatever that means. They just want to make new things. Developed in the early 80s. I believe they even sold them at Taco Bell for a while. It's essentially a waffle cone shell, and inside is the vanilla ice cream, fudge, peanuts, and a milk chocolate coating. I've never had a Choco Taco. They've been around for all these years. Have you?
I had never heard of them until this story.
Oh, no, I've heard of them. I've definitely heard of them, and they've been around forever, almost 40 years. But yeah, I've never had one. So anyway, if you're a fan, you better start stocking up now. Here's a couple stories relating to your health this morning. This story says, do you ever struggle to open up a jar of salsa? Well, according to a study, that could be a sign that you're dying. I guess there's some new research out of Austria that has found that a weak hand grip strength may signal more serious health issues like heart problems, lung issues, and it's going to lower your life expectancy. Wah, wah, wah. My poor wife's going to die early. She can't open anything.
She can't open anything? Just don't try to, you know, prove your hand grip strength by shaking hands with people and crushing them.
Right, right.
Nobody likes that guy.
They say, oddly enough, it doesn't work the other way. If you have stronger than average hands, hand grip, it doesn't mean you're going to live an extra long life. So whatever. Let me see your hands. You got strong hands still?
I have big hands.
Your right one's a little bigger.
Are you talking about my bicep or my hand?
No, your hand. bad news for nappers. People who often nap
I'm a lefty.
People who often nap have a greater chance of developing high blood pressure and having a stroke thanks to this new study.
Wait a minute, people who nap are at higher risk?
Now, here's the thing. It's not because of the nap itself. That's not harmful. But many people who take naps may be doing so because of poor sleep at night. And that there is associated with your bad health.
Sure.
Higher blood pressure, stroke issues. You know, you've done all the research on all that kind of stuff. So if you're a napper, Try to sleep better at night because you're going to die. I took a nap yesterday, actually, and then I was outside doing some stuff, and Nicole sent me that article. She's like, stop napping. Go do something. Let's do our clickbait. It's pretty good.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Check out this video. It's a man reclaiming his sharpshooting Guinness World Record by shooting 47 targets with a water pistol in 30 seconds. You've never seen anything like it. It's like a sprinkler. Check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.